Hello, you're welcome to another episode of Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. I am Martia Umar. Thank you for joining. Have you ever heard about PyCoin? Yes? No? Well, there are reports of malls scattered across Asia receiving Pi as payment and myriads of social media posts corroborating that. Tweets about Asians, especially Chinese, paying for electronic gadgets with their Pi coin. Some Nigerians in the north of the country have also reportedly acquired cars and phones using their Pi coin. However, for our token, there has no official price and hasn't started trading yet. The buzz is curious. Recently, my colleague Isa Ismaila came across a tea vendor in Abuja who receives a Pi as payment for tea.
My name is Isa Ismaila, and I'm a multimedia journalist with Media Trust Limited. But I got in touch with this Pi guy, the Pi tea vendor in Gwagwalada here, very close to Gwagwalada main market. When I saw the banner, it really attracted me to ask him more questions. You find, what does he even know about Pi that he's even accepting it as a means of payment, even though this Pi does not have any value as we speak, even both on any credible crypto platforms or even by even those mining it. So it's just, you're just accepting something that is not even sure if it's actually going to get value. Rabiu Halilu is the Meshai seller, and this was what he said in Hausa language.
My name is Rabiu Halilu. I live on one-way road opposite Alhaji Idris' house, Gwagwalada, Abuja. I'm a tea vendor, and I have been selling tea for the past 2 years. I looked at this crypto business, to be specific, the Pi Network, from the angle of its inventors. They created Pi to be exchanged with Pi, but I felt I could use it in a different way, considering that this is a modern way of exchanging goods and services. I understand it is a project, and I believe I have the capacity to support it to become a reality. So I ventured into it by accepting a Pi as an equivalent of 500 Naira. I got motivated by how everyone is seeing Pi and talking about it, but no one is ready to risk investing in the project. I am optimistic about Pi Network, so I invested in it with all seriousness. I know that anything you do with doubt will not yield good results, but I'm hopeful. There is every possibility that it might not succeed, but considering the fact that this is a modern project and it is worldwide, I have every reason to try it. It is clear that even our renowned business moguls sometimes take certain risk, and they either gain or lose, whichever way I put my trust in God. I give glory to God. My engagement in the Pi Network did not hinder my capital and my business, and I'm making gains. I am taking good care of my family. Nothing changes. And I don't care how long it will take it to start gaining returns. So I put my trust in God. God, in His infinite mercy and power, has made it possible that even wheelbarrow pushers can now afford phones. It is the same with Pi.
That was Rabiu Halilu, the tea seller accepting Pi cryptocurrency as a means of payment. So I equally spoke to Idris Muhammad Tanko, who is the chairman of Gwagwalada Pi Mega Mall, and this was what he said.
I'm the present chairman of the Pi Mega Mall International, representing Arewa Pi Mega Mall International. Pi is a digital currency that is hopefully coming in to solve the problem of the masses. Poverty, the rate of poverty will be clear, inshallah, with the introduction of Pi. Myself, I have come into Pi mining a year ago, and alhamdulillah, I have progressed. But mining of Pi have started 4 years back, since 2019. And now we are entering the 50th year, by the grace of God, 2023. Hopefully, we are hoping December, we as pioneers. But nobody can tell you when it will be, except if you are with the core team. In Gwagwalada, it has already come in existence. We can see that we have a man that is collecting file to give you shayi, suya, pepper soup, beans, and the rest. And we have many that are collecting inside market in terms of cosmetics. I myself, that I'm seated here, I do give shoes to people that come with their Pi.
What is the value of one Pi in Nigerian currency?
currently we are in an enclosed system. Nobody can say that this is how it is and this is how it is. It depends on you and the seller, how you negotiate.
That was Idris Muhammad Tanko, the chairman of Gwagwalada Pie Mega Mall. Equally, I spoke to Aminu Suleiman, who is the marketing manager for Pie Arewa Mega Mall.
Sunana Aminu Suleiman, marketing manager, Pie Arewa Mega Mall. Company wanda munkai aka kirkira karkashin jagorancin chairman namu Saidi Ahmad Shika. An kirkire shi ne saboda mun yi kira ga masu kuɗi da kamfanoni.
My name is Aminu Suleiman. I am the marketing manager, Pie Arewa Mega Mall, a company which was created under the leadership of our chairman, Saidu Ahmad Shika. This company came into being in an attempt to motivate and call on the rich and business people to start appreciating and accepting Pie Network as a currency. Many have agreed on that. And now, we are working on the process of traveling to China to purchase some goods like mobile phones, motorcycles, foodstuffs, wristwatch, shoes, and many others. All preparations are in order, and hopefully, we are traveling soon. Whoever paid the contribution, we will keep record of their names, phone numbers, address, and other details so that when we finally bought the goods from China, you can come and buy from us using the Pie currency, the same way we bought the goods using the Pie currency.
So to them, Pie already has value. They're just waiting for the global value that is going to be attached to Pie for them to benefit more on that particular Pie.
And that was my colleague Isa Ismaila, who spoke to different persons involved in Pie coin collection in Abuja. The voices in Hausa were translated and voiced by my colleagues Usman Balarabe and Awel Muhammad Suleiman. At this point, we'll go on a quick break, but be rest assured that Nigeria Daily returns shortly. To stay with us.
www.dailytrust.com.
That's the home of news you can trust.
And features, analysis, and in-depth reports that are rich.
That's right. In addition, you can get much more.
But how?
Let me introduce you to Trust Plus, where you can get added value.
And where is that?
Visit the Trust Plus portal and subscribe.
You mean subscribe to become a member?
Yes, and that entitles you to exciting opportunities.
Like what?
A chance to connect with Daily Trust journalists to suggest stories you want to read and even contribute in producing the story.
Wow, could you show me how to get a Trust Plus?
It's simple. You can visit the portal on membership.dailytrust.com now.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode of the show, we're discussing Pie coin gaining prominence in Nigeria. But before the break, we heard from my colleague Isa Ismaila as he gave us a background to Pie coin collection in Abuja. What is Pie coin? How does this even work? Could it be a new cryptocurrency heaven or hell? Lillian Ogazi put these questions and more to a crypto expert, Malam Adomu Abubakar, and he responds.
To the layman, a Pi is a variant of cryptocurrencies that is being simplified such that an average person will be able to have access to its mining on his or a smartphone. And this is in line with the original conception of all cryptocurrencies, taking power of financial strength away from the few with power to the general public to reduce poverty.
Okay, so we found a Mishai and he takes Pi as a form of payment. What's your take on that?
Honestly speaking, it marvels me because the way people are accepting Pi, or those people are really, really stepping into it, just as I've said earlier, the power is coming to people as against the concentration of financial power in the hands of few, or possibly the government, which is centralized. So if the Mishai is that innovative, congratulations. And I say congratulations because Pi is a network that is founded by very, very intelligent people who have sound knowledge of blockchain industry, and they are from very recognized institution, Stanford University. So these people have read the white paper and they vow that they are going to bring their best at all time they've had in building the blockchain community of Stanford University, and being then the same people who are on Stellar, that is XMR, our protocol. They are the same people behind its protocol. So meaning there are people with reputation that the world respects. But there is a caution there. FTX just fell. And FTX falling, FTX fell because SBF, that is Sam Bankman-Fried, was involved in a kind of a relationship with people in government. That makes it a conflict of interest issue, which makes it now, having achieved a laudable feat over the few years it has been established, rising to a company with net asset of over $32 billion. It brought FTX down in just 3 days.
So, to people that have access to Pi and this person that is using Pi, what advantage or disadvantage does he stand of? Does he stand of, and because I want to understand the value per our currency. So what advantage does he have against others who are not taking this form of payment?
You see, my sister, this is a brilliant question. All cryptos, they have no specific or default value.
Okay.
Until the value that is attached to it based on use and trust. All cryptos, all. So if you now look at Pi that is big, then it is at the discretion of the acceptor transacting or receiving it from the person who is giving it as a means of settlement of payment. The value the receiver attaches is what it gets. Okay. Otherwise, for now, nowhere in the world where Pi has value. So advantage to him is he could decide to take half or fractionalize it. But what is the guarantee it commensurate with what is being delivered?
Mm-hmm.
That is the issue. The second thing is this. If he does not have right measure, he might have overcharged the person that is paying him, or he must have undercharged the person that is paying him, because worldwide there is no value attached to Pi as of now as I speak. I don't know of tomorrow. Yeah. So everything is bought on risk he decides to take. Okay. That is just it.
So you're saying there is no particular advantage or disadvantage. He's just worrying on a risk one way or another.
Not that there are no advantages. In case Pi goes public and it gets the world acceptance, whatever he is receiving now is like those days in 2010, 2011, when some people bought a pizza with 10,000 bitcoins. Because the value then was so low based on acceptance, 10,000 bitcoin. Imagine today, that is why that pizza ascribed the most expensive thing ever bought with bitcoin. Why? 10,000 bitcoin today is around 16,500 times 10,000.
Wow.
That's around $16 million.
Okay.
And they use it to buy one pizza. So the value then is different from the value today. So what the man is receiving today based on trust of the network and Pi coin is going to be huge amount tomorrow.
If
it gets acceptance of the world. Yes.
If it doesn't, he run at a loss.
I want to advise who are mining Pi to keep mining. But there are two things they must put into consideration. Relying on need completely, I want to advise they should reduce it.
Okay.
Why? Nobody knows how the world is going to respond to it yet. Because I did one coin and we were registering merchants. Those merchants we were registering, some of them were receiving one coins just the way he is receiving Pi now. But eventually, when one coin do not have or did not have a kind of a reputable blockchain, what happened? It never saw the light of the day. It went down completely with over $60 billion. That is one. The second thing is, anyone that is on Pi, the world is advanced. And we haven't configured your phone to mine Pi, your IP, your phone IP is exposed. Your phone number is exposed. And your email address is exposed. I want to advise pioneers, as we address ourselves, that don't engage in anything that could lead to investigation tracing you. Otherwise, you can't be hidden.
That was Malam Abdamu Abubakar, a crypto expert. On that note, we come to a close on today's episode of Nigeria Daily. To all the people whose voices we heard on the show, we say thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, open to sponsorship and advert placement. You're wondering how you can do that? No worry. You can call or send us a message on 091-389-33390. That is 091-389-33390. Or connect with us on our social media handles. On Twitter, you can find us at daily_trust. On Instagram, we are also at daily_trust. On Facebook, you can find us at daily trust. In case you want to listen to this episode or other episodes of the show, you can download our podcast from dailytrust.com or download and listen from buzzsprout.com. Listen to us also on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola, Sawaba Radio 104.9 Hadejia in Jigawa State, Unity FM 93.3 Jos, and Badegi Radio 90.1 Mina, Niger State. If you have questions or comments or want to suggest a topic you'd like us to discuss on our podcast, please do not hesitate to reach us on our social media handles. I am Martia Umar. Bye for now and enjoy the rest of your day.